Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you all for your patience. I know it's Christmas Day and you've all got better things to do than hang around making small talk with people you barely know, or barely even like. Rest assured, we're trying to wind the investigation up as quickly as we can. I can report that the Bigwig forensics team have taken some samples and discovered how Aunt Maud was poisoned. Turns out the not-so-magic ingredient was mistletoe, which is very poisonous and should never be eaten or drunk in any quantities. The kind Aunt Maud swallowed was a particularly potent variety, known as Foradendon homicidius. It's not common, but apparently not that hard to find, if you know where to look. Forensics found heavy traces of mistletoe extract in a bottle of Slur, which is a non-alcoholic pear-flavoured beverage. It seems Aunt Maud couldn't drink alcohol because of her blood pressure medication, so had her own bottle of Slur. As far as we can tell, the Slur and the rest of the champagne arrived on the premises with the chef at 9 a.m. this morning, which means either the chef spiked it or someone else did it after that time. So, we're looking for someone who knew mistletoe was poisonous and who knew which variety to use, plus someone who had access to the kitchen between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. and who was able to poison the Slur without being seen. We're fairly certain there's no mistletoe in any of the food, so feel free to tuck in, though there's not much left on the dessert tray, and you'll have to fight amongst yourselves for the last few pigs in blankets. Oh, no, wait. My constable tells me they've all gone too. I'd best get back to the kitchen and start bagging before all the evidence is destroyed.